Why the crickets are calling me on this full moonlit Canadian night. And I'm far away from home and I'm on the roam, and I'm singing a song. Why the crickets are calling me on this full moonlit Canadian night. And there's a whisper in the willows and she's calling me. There's a whisper in the willows and she's calling me. Left my baby on a flat front step, left the reeling and rocking cause we ain't dead yet. Left the heart in the world, assuring a little girl that I won't forget. But honey, baby, sweetie pie, I gotta live, gotta go, gotta get free my woes. And I count my little toes, and I know that 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 we ain't dead yet. Why the crickets are calling me on this full moonlit Canadian night. And your memory is following me on this full moonlit Canadian night.
Hello and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I am Robin and I'm back. I was away last week. But if you're tuning in, Jasper led a raptacular version of The Rib and who knows, he might be back someday. Hope you were listening. I had to play that last song. I had to. That was Petunia and the Vipers. From Vancouver, playing a lot around town. You should definitely go and check out a live show. And that was the first track off their new CD, The Cricket Song, which I had to play because I wrote a song about crickets too. And I was like, hey, another cricket song. It must be a popular topic. Had no idea. All right, I'm going to play some tunes by local. This is... His name is George Rahe, and he's from Vancouver. No, he's not from Vancouver. He's living in Vancouver right now. I guess his moniker is Monkey Wrench. But I've always known him as George Rahe, so I don't know. This is news to me. I'm going to play stuff that he only put up less than 2 weeks ago on the internet. This is called Occupy Together.
Fight where you stand. Right now, our lives are occupied territory. Who controls your resources, your life? Show them who is boss. No one. From Egypt with love. From New York with love. Sabotage, riot, mutiny, and take back our community. The field is now open. Occupy together. From Egypt with love. From New York with love. We are not delicate. We are not China. To be kept in the cabinet. We are experimental material, to be shocked into a space to perish in flames and discover new passages out of this world.
thank you.
The music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you, from all of us at CITR, for your generous support during our 2011 fund drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thank you, a million to you.
Big government and big pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to big pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so big pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education, every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, everybody. So I played two tracks by Monkey Wrench here, a.k.a. George Rahe. I played Occupy Together and Have You Got a 27 B-Stroke 6. And right now, I'm going to go in a bit of a different direction, but, you know, it's okay. I'm going to play a piece by Edgar Varèse, which was written in around the 30s, 1930. It's called Ionization, and this is, they say it's the first, and they have to put this, the phrase concert hall composition. It's the first concert hall composition for percussion ensemble alone. Because, of course, I mean, people have been writing music for strictly percussion instruments for thousands of years. This one has quite a few instruments that you wouldn't think conventional, like anvils, cowbells, lion's roars, and things like that, a whip. So, I'm not going to get into the really nitty-gritty theoretical stuff that has to do with rhythmic cells in this music. You can look that up. But, Edgar Varèse was really highly influenced by the Italian futurists, and he was sort of around at a time where they were trying to stretch the definition, as they always are, of music into noise, sound, and other orally stimulating things. So this is Edgar Varèse with Ionization.
Thank you.
Whoa. Okay, so we just heard Mr. Lonely Drones, a tune by Monkey Wrench, my feature for today. You're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM, coming from UBC campus over here. It's lonely. Everyone's gone. Everyone left for Christmas to go see their family and stuff. It's okay, though. It's okay, though. Radio still goes on. Also, I will be here on Boxing Day. I'm not going to go shopping. Forget that. That's boring. What I'm going to play now are a couple of tracks by Under the Sun. This is a project Jenny Jones and Prophecy Sun, also from Vancouver. I'm playing a lot of local stuff today. And this is came out this year, a few months ago. Actually, I did an interview with Prophecy a while back, earlier. I think it was in September. You can check out the podcasts for that. We played a bunch of stuff from this. I'm going to play two tracks. I'm going to play Finish What You Started and Pain Reliever. So this is from the album Dust by Under the Sun.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. Here's Robin, and we were just listening to Where Time Has Passed by my feature today, which is Monkey Wrench, a.k.a. George Rahe, currently residing in Vancouver. I'm going to play you now something from the band called Officer, with an exclamation mark. This is from their 1984 album, Ossification. And the track is called Anagrams. And my friend just sent me this, like a YouTube video of their stuff. And I thought it was so cute. I really liked it. So I don't know a lot about them, actually. I was doing a little bit of research. I know they've, I mean, I have to listen to more of their stuff, but here, why don't you check this out? Let's check this out in the meantime. This is Anagrams by Ossifer.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
And his blood into purification, as his dispatch from the tailings of the Jacob's. But if I rule all the objects, we call the rule all counterfeiters.
Change, nothing can be held on to.
Skin divers going down below a certain number of feet, I don't know exactly how far it is, but get a sense of weightlessness. And at the same time, this deprives them of every sense of responsibility. They become alarmingly happy. And they have been known to simply take off their masks and offer them to a fish. Can you become weightless here? I said a little while ago that the person who really accepts transience begins to feel weightless. When Suzuki was asked, what is it like to have experienced Satori, enlightenment, he said, it's just like ordinary everyday experience, but about 2 inches off the ground. Zhuangzi, the Taoist, said, it is easy enough to stand still. The difficulty is to walk without touching the ground. Why do you feel so heavy? It isn't just a matter of gravitation and weight. It is that you feel that you are carrying your body around. So there is a koan in Zen Buddhism. Who is it that carries this corpse around? So when you feel it, common speech expresses this all the time. Life is a drag. I feel I'm just dragging myself around. My body is a burden. To whom? That's the question. You see? When there is nobody left for whom the body can be a burden, the body isn't a burden. Everything is changed, nothing can be held on to.
All right, that was just Nothing for Nobody, a Zen Tale by Monkey Wrench. You're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM, and I've got some Primus for you. Primus has a new album out called Green Nagahide. Nagahide. I'm going to play the first two. Prelude to a Crawl and The Henpin Crawler. Here we go.
Feel that burn in your thigh, 'cause when you ride the Henpin Crawler for a dollar, you get to try that pie. to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Satori, Reiki, Wowie! And the doors of the mind are blown apart. Yes, it's the ordinary old man. It's just little you. Lightning flashes, sparks shower. In one blink of your eyes, you've missed seeing. Why? Because here is the light. The light, the light, the light. Every mystic in the world has seen the light. That brilliant, blazing energy. Brighter than 1,000 suns, which is locked up in everything. Now imagine this. Imagine you see it. You see orioles around Buddhas, like you see the beatific vision at the end of Dante's Paradiso. Vivid, vivid light so bright that it's like the clear light of the void in the Tibetan Book of the Dead. It's beyond light. It's so bright. When you watch it receding from you, and on the edges, like a great star that becomes a rim of red. And beyond that, a rim of orange. Great mandala appearing, this great sun. Beyond the violet, there's black, black, like obsidian, not flat black, but transparent black, like lacquer. And again, blazing out of the back as the and comes from the in, all that. Going, going, going. And along with this light, there comes sound. There's a sound so tremendous with the white light that you can't hear it. So piercing that it seems as though it annihilates the ears. Then, along with the colors, the sound goes down the scale in harmonic intervals, down, 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 until it gets to a deep, thundering bass, which is so vibrant that in turn it turns into something solid. You begin to get the similar spectrum of textures. Now, all this time, you've been watching the kind of the thing radiating out. But it says, you know, this isn't all I can do. And the rays start going, yummy, 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 yummy. Dancing like this, and naturally the sound starts going, waving too, as it comes out. And then the textures start varying themselves, and they say, well, you've been looking at this thing as I've been describing it so far in a flat dimension. Let's add a third dimension, it's going to come right at you now. See, this way. And meanwhile, it says it's not just that we're going to go yumi, yumi, yumi like this, we're going to do little curly cues, we're going to go dig do dig do dig do like this. It says, well, that's the beginning. We can go tum 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 tum, making squares and turns. And then suddenly you see in all the little details become so intense. With all kinds of little sub-figures are contained within what you thought were originally the main figures. And the sound starts going all different, amazing, complexities of sound all over the place. And this thing's going, 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 and you think you're going to go out of your mind, and suddenly it turns into... why, us, sitting around here.
All right, so you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. All right, let me tell you what else we got up to today for you. After me, News 101, and sore throats, clapping hands with Robert at 6:30. Exploding Head Movies with Gary at 7:30. The Jazz Show at 9 with Gavin Walker, and Canada Post Rock with John at midnight. And that's Monday, the 19th of December already. Oh my god. All right, I'm going to play you now What am I going to play? I'm going to play a track by... Okay, this is by a couple of musicians, Matt Heimovitz, cello, and Christopher O'Reilly on piano, and they arranged a Blonde Redhead song. It's called Misery is a Butterfly, and I'm going to play that, and then see if I can fit in another Monkey Wrench song, so here we go.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I will be back next week. I'm going to leave you with a couple of tracks by Monkey Wrench, and stay tuned for News 101. Bye, guys.